We return on Show Me Today. I'm Bill Pollack talking with Megan Day. Is it Burnt Finger BBQ or Burnt Finger Barbecue? What do you like to go by?
That's a good question. You know, it's Burnt Finger. Gosh, it just depends on the context. It's burntfingerbbq.com. Barbecue is one of those. Is it a Q? Is it a C? There's just so many ways. So to keep it simple for that perspective, it's Burnt Finger BBQ. Some people call us Burnt Finger Barbecue just when they talk about us. So I don't know that I have an answer, but from an online perspective, easy BBQ.
Yeah. Well, Megan and Jason, you're from Lee Summit, and it would take me a whole segment just to read your accomplishments and accolades, but just a couple of them. Top 10 overall at the World Barbecue Championship in 2012, 15-time Kansas City Barbecue Society state champs, over 300 Kansas City Barbecue Society individual awards, and third overall at the Memphis in May World Championship in 2018. And now you're on BBQ Brawl on Food Network. When does it air? How many episodes are left? And what can you tell us, because you're done with filming, what can you tell us about the show?
Yeah. I can't tell you anything. I'm financially obligated to not say a word. You know, it's a fantastic show that is on the Food Network. It airs on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central. And in total, there will be 10 episodes. So we're two episodes down as of right now that I can really talk about. And then, you know, the grand finale will end up sometime in kind of one of the first weeks of August. So it is an all summer long, every Monday night, somebody else gets picked off. And so it's kind of a team concept. You've got Bobby Flay, Michael Simons, and Eddie Jackson, who are the chef mentors. And then we have three judges that are known in various, Carson Kressley is known more in the fashion world, but fine dining. You've got Brooke Williamson, who was a Top Chef winner, I think season one, maybe even. One of the seasons within Top Chef, she was the champion and has gone on to become a great competitor and judge herself. And then Rodney Scott, who is kind of known as a whole hog pit master, that is a James Beard award winner, and so very prestigious. And so they're judging, and then we have been 12 of us have been picked to go on to either Bobby, Michael, or Eddie's team. And it is up to those mentors to try to do everything possible to keep our team alive. Because if we have the least successful offering for the judges, someone from our team will be asked to leave. And at one point in time, there'll be a steal. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, the trickery within, you know, we're going to swap out an ingredient. So there's just a lot of really wonderful things that just make this a true game, as opposed to we know we're cooking this meat and who cooks this meat best.
Yeah. And how is that working with other people as a team, as opposed to, you know, your own ideas? Now you've got to take and pick and choose from others. Was there tension behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah. It's dreadful.
Yeah. I bet.
No.
The sauce was slinging.
Oh gosh, I tell you, you know, well, I want to cook the meat. No, I want to cook the meat. And you know, it's like, well, who's got to cook the dessert? And okay, somebody's got to cook a side. And so it is a little bit of drama from that perspective, which rightly so. I mean, you do really want to help each other out, because we don't want our team to be the least successful. And so there is some help that's going on behind the scenes, but man, that right when it first starts and we're trying to divvy up responsibilities, you know, and it's and our team, their team, everybody's, it's just a different style of cooking. Honestly, it's not my favorite. I really enjoyed the chop segment, where I knew I had those couple of ingredients that I just needed to make shine. And I was going head to head with someone who got the same vegan lobster that I got to try to figure out what I'm going to do with it. But in this particular, it's kind of like, here's a pantry. You're not really sure what's in it, but go make something. And oh, by the way, it's got to be cohesive, because your other teammates are making something as well. And let's make it a theme. So it's a different and much more difficult challenge, anything that I've ever had to face.
All right. Well, check her out on BBQ Brawl on the Food Network.
Mondays at 8 Central. You got it.
All right. Megan and her husband, Jason Day. And, you know, I'm sure the exposure on these shows has helped Burnt Finger BBQ. And I was on your website, burntfingerbbq.com. I'll start with dessert, smoked caramel brownies. And then for Chiefs tailgating, Smoky Casey Bloody Mary. That was absolutely delicious looking. And then this one too, grilled barbecue potato salad. It's just, these are great recipes. And these are people, and you can go and download those
right now.
Yeah, burntfingerbbq.com.
Yeah, we just put them out there. And I just recently put a recipe out there for my dad's coleslaw, which is coleslaw. It's coleslaw. It uses Coca-Cola in it. So we just kind of have fun with different recipes and doing things and using the smoker. And, you know, it's interesting because it really is baking. I mean, you can bake when you're doing indirect, and you can control how much wood you put on there if you don't really want a wood flavor, but just really want that style of heat. And so that's like with the smoked monkey bread and those brownies. They don't really pick up a whole lot of smoke, but there's just enough there that savory with the sweet really works together. And then that Bloody Mary, if you have your heart set on, like, we have a really fantastic, I have to admit, spicy barbecue sauce that we sell. And it is the most perfect, beautiful, like, extra hit in a Bloody Mary. You put some tomato juice and throw some of that spicy barbecue sauce in there. And it is a little bit of smoky. It is a little bit of heat. But it's in that right kind of complement. And then you throw in, you know, fun stuff if you want to, if you want to put some veggies in there with it, or a beef stick, or you want to put, some extra celery seed or anything, you certainly can zhuzh it up. But just even some tomato juice with that barbecue sauce. And then we like to rim the outside of the glass with some of our barbecue rub. So that's kind of where some of that comes to play, is just using those flavors and what is a normal recipe that every day someone would do, but could we make it better with barbecue? And so that's kind of where our mind is always going.
Yeah. Oh, outstanding. All right, Megan, let's finish with this. Best grilling or barbecue advice you could give. What's the first thing that the backyard warrior should think about?
Getting your meat the same thickness. So if you get a nice, beautiful chicken breast, pound it down and so that it is an even layer, right? Just take a couple of minutes to put some Saran wrap down and pound it with a pan or with a hammer, whatever you need to do to just flatten out. Because you know how it's really thick on one end and really thin on the other?
Yeah.
That will never cook at the same temperature. If you can get your meat to a similar playing field, you will have a much better success at all ending at a cook temperature that is right, rather than having something dried out and something not. So that's my tip. Make it as even as possible.
That is outstanding. Megan and Jason Day from Burnt Finger BBQ here in Lee Summit, Missouri. We're proud of you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck on the BBQ Brawl on the Food Network. Check Megan out Mondays at 8 Central.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you so much for your time, too.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bill. Show me the day.